TonyShavani@gmail.com. It is time for Ask Tony Schiavone Anything. Anything, Tony? Can we ask you anything?
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to answer it, but you can ask me anything.
Okay, well, that's fair. One rule, he may not answer it, but you may ask anything. Lopez, no pressure, but you're up first.
All right, Lauren, thank you so much. Great to be the leadoff spot here. And Tony, it is an absolute pleasure to get to talk to you tonight. Long time fan, grew up back in the 90s on WCW in the mid 90s, listening to you. So you actually played a large part in my decision to pursue a degree in communications and broadcasting and becoming a sports play-by-play man. A lot of my calls I crafted after kind of your excitement, the tone, the enunciation, bringing it to the radio side of things. So, you know, it's an absolute pleasure to actually get to talk to you and tell that to you for once. I never thought I'd get to
you. Thank you.
So, you know, recently, much like yourself, I've actually gotten out of broadcasting. I'm out of it right now.
Yeah.
decided to step away just between the pandemic and other reasons. I guess for me, my question to you is, you have taken kind of a similar role where you stepped away from professional wrestling, play-by-play, being into that side, and now you're back into it with AEW.
Yeah.
What would you say to those, in whether regardless of whether it's a play-by-play career or whatever type of career, maybe it's a love that they've had, but that love's gone, but maybe they want to get back into it. What would your piece of advice be to someone who has stepped away from what they've loved doing, and maybe they're thinking about dipping their toe and getting back in to their career?
I think my advice would be the same advice I would give anybody in any type of career that you wanted to pursue, but especially in broadcasting. There's so many different facets of broadcasting that you get involved in without being in front of the camera. And that's one of the things that I did when I stepped away from wrestling that helped me in my career was I learned how to edit audio. I learned how to engineer audio. I learned how to run audio boards. I learned how to work with wireless equipment, work with microphones. And therefore, it enabled me to become the producer of the Georgia Bulldogs football and basketball networks for all those years. Not everybody kept saying, oh, Tony, you're the broadcaster of the Georgia Bulldogs. I never was the broadcaster of the Georgia Bulldogs. That's a misnomer. I was on the Georgia broadcast team, and I did some interviews, and I did coaches' interviews and things like that, but I didn't do the play-by-play. I was the guy who ran the audio board for the play-by-play guy instead of the broadcast. So what I'm saying is that you need to be very, very versatile in broadcasting to be successful, I think. Some guys can go in and just make a living as an announcer, and that's good. JR didn't make a living as just an announcer. He made a living as an announcer, and he was head of talent relations with the WWE. And before that, when he worked with us in WCW, he was a producer. He and I formatted shows together. So don't go into broadcasting thinking that I just want to do one thing. I want to do play-by-play. You got to be able to do it all. You got to be valuable. One of my favorite quotes is... I'm not going to get it right, but it's from Albert Einstein. And he says, try not to be a man of substance, be a man of value. And that's what I've always tried to be, a valuable person in the company. Tony Khan loves, because he's like you guys, he's grew up in the 90s. And I'm very fortunate he was a fan of mine, real fortunate. And he feels that my value to the company is announcing, and I appreciate that, but I try to do a lot more backstage, and I get involved backstage in many different facets of the company that maybe most people would say, it's too busy, it's too crazy work. So Lopez, that's the only thing I can tell you is don't go into broadcasting or any job saying, I just want to be a play-by-play guy. But that's, you pigeonhole yourself, you're not going to get far.
Agreed. Thank you so much for the time.
No problem, man. Thank you.
For anyone who's not had the privilege and opportunity of seeing Tony hang out with all the young wrestlers nowadays, it is pretty cool. And Tony, I love that you get to raise up another group of wrestlers, put them over on TV, but tell them how to really do it backstage. It's so fun.
Yeah, that I, Lauren, one of the things that I really enjoy is working with the young talent backstage and being a vital part of their career, because almost all of them watch me. They're wrestling fans and watch me. So, and they get such a kick out of me hearing my voice on their matches. When I first met Brian Danielson, he said, "I can't wait to hear you call one of my matches." And I went, "That's some fucking pressure there, dude. I hope you'll be happy with what you hear." So, I really like working with the kids. I really do.
I love Tony. He cares about the work that he does, and that is really great. Jake Graybert, how are you tonight? Oops, you're muted.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jake.
Hello, Tony. It is an honor to talk to you this evening. Thanks, buddy. I get to share two of my favorite loves this evening. I get to watch my Saints on Monday Night Football and get to talk to the greatest wrestling announcer of all time. Lauren, I'm sorry. Lauren, I'm sorry.
You're better.
Speaking of things from Louisiana, my question is, what were your memories of the man who was known as the King of New Orleans, the Junkyard Dog? I know he spent a little bit of time in WCW in 1990, in the 90s. What was your memories of any time with the Junkyard Dog?
I really liked Sylvester. He was a good guy. He was fun to work with. He was always pleasant. I know he had some substance problems in early part of his career, but hell, who didn't at Russell during that era? But one thing I remember was that he worked a program with Ric Flair, and Flair was so, I don't know if disappointed was the word, but Flair never liked any of the match that he had with the Junkyard Dog. Not that he didn't like working with him. He just never came out of a match with JYD thinking that, we had a great match. And a lot of fans back then blamed the fact that Junkyard wasn't the worker that Ric Flair was. And that's true, he wasn't. But I would tell Rick many times, I said, you know what? These matches are better than you think, because you are elevating his game just by being in the ring with him. So I remember we were on the road, and Flair had just finished like a whole week of working on top with JYD. And I'm thinking this is when I first came back to WCW, probably 1990. I may have the year wrong. And Flair was in such a pissed off mood. And he came in the back. He said, "God, man," he said, "look at me." And looked at Arn. He said, "Look at you." He looked at me. He said, "Look at you. Look at us. Only thing we do is wrestle, go to shows, and drink." And I said, "You're just in a bad mood." He said, "No." He said, "We need to get at it ourselves." I said, "Fuck you. I like to drink, and I like to go to wrestling matches. So there, be your own man." So I just remember that run he had with JYD, and I thought JYD was a pretty good performer. Let's face it. He was on Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling, and he was a major star back in the early days of the Hulkamania. So that's the only thing I remember about him was that run he had with Flair. But I also remember him being a very kind man away from the ring.
Well, yeah, I've read a book written, I forget how long it was ago, called The King of New Orleans, where it talks about his run in Mid-South, and it's a very good book. So,
right, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. And
all right, brother.
If ever AEW comes back to Louisiana, the crawfish are on me, pal.
I appreciate it. We were supposed to be there during, before the pandemic hit. We were ready to go.
Yeah. I was going to go before then, but they canceled it. So hopefully you guys come to New Orleans or anywhere in Louisiana soon. So thank you, Tony.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be there in 2022.
Tony, guess what?
Hey, what?
I also like to drink and watch wrestling matches. We should do that more often together.
I don't know if I can hang with you drinking. I'm not so sure about that.
Come on.
I don't drink that much anymore. I really don't.
I know. You're playing hard to get with me. Tony, up next is one of our friends from Ad Free Shows. It's a wrestling historian brings to us each day wrestling with history. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he has for you, Tony.
Mr. Schiavone, how you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. I was wondering, during your stay with the WWF, what would you say was your favorite match that you did commentary on?
Yeah. Well, it obviously was Hogan Boss Man from Madison Square Garden in 1989. Only because, I mean, I did a lot of great, what I considered great things in the WWE. I was on SummerSlam 89, and then I was on Royal Rumble 1990. And we always think about, when you think about some of the big things that you did, you think about the pay-per-views. We only had four of them per year that time. But I really think that the Hogan Boss Man match that I did at Madison Square Garden for the MSG Network was the highlight of my career there, because it was, I've told the story many times, but I'll tell it again. It was my first time at Madison Square Garden. I had just come from Jim Crockett Promotions, which comparatively was really, really, really a small operation compared to what Vince had going on in the 80s. I was working with Lord Alfred Hayes, who I loved dearly. And I had a chance to witness Madison Square Garden for the first time. And it was just a wonderful day. And to cap it off, Alfred and I got on a charter and flew to Boston that night to do Hogan and Boss Man in a cage at the Boston Garden for NESN. So I had a chance to work for MSG Network and NESN in the same day. I got the chance to go to the Boston Garden and Madison Square Garden in the same day and call a Hulk Hogan match during the height of Hulkamania the same day. It's a day I'm never going to forget, ever. So I think that would be it.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Up next is your friend and mine and fellow dad of twins. It's James Quello. Hello, James. Speak up. I can't hear you.
Let's try that again. How are you?
Hi.
Okay. I actually asked Lauren to pull my question, but Tony, I'll ask you a fun one. It'll be quick. Do you feel better about baseball now with the Braves in the World Series?
I think I do. I spent time with the Braves for many years, 11 years doing Gwinnett Braves, got to know many players, who were, you Sorry. Okay up there, Lauren? Okay. Got to know many players, did many years with Brian Snicker as our manager in Gwinnett. Freddie Freeman played for us in 2010. Ozzie Albies played for us, I'm thinking, in 2017 or 2018. Luke Jackson, a lot of the players I know. So I feel a personal connection to them. And the fact that Brian Snicker is one of my favorite baseball people of all time makes me excited about it. Am I going to watch the games? No, I'm not. I feel excited about it. I did watch, because we finished in Orlando and then we went back to the hotel on Saturday night after Dynamite. We didn't have a Rampage to do. So I did go back to the hotel and I turned on the TV, because I never turn on my TV in the hotel room, but I turned it on this time and found the game on TBS and got there for the bottom of the eighth inning. I watched the bottom of the eighth, top of the ninth, and I saw the celebration, which I was very, very proud of. Sent Snit a text congratulating him. He finally answered it today. And so I'm sure that my texts are like one of like 5,000 he got that night from his friends in baseball. And I'm really excited for him, but I'll just check the score on my phone. That's what I'll do. They play tomorrow night, right? Is the first game.
Yeah.
And I'll be flying to Boston, and they'll play Wednesday night, and we'll have Dynamite. Thursday night's the off day. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, I'm in Michigan. With the Cherry Capital Comic Con going on there in Traverse City. So I'll be busy. And I called so many baseball games. I really did. We're talking about before I started baseball 81. I did baseball 81, 82, 83. 84 and 85. I did 5 years of baseball and then got into wrestling full time. And then I did 11 years of the Gwinnett Braves. So I did basically 16 years of minor league baseball on the radio. Plus, I spent a number of years with the Braves Network. So I saw a lot of the Braves games live, home and away, travel with them some too, being on their network. That I've seen so many games live. I hate baseball on TV. It doesn't do a damn thing for me. I want to be able to sit down and watch a game and be able to watch what I want to watch. If I want to watch a right fielder move over to the corner, if I want to watch a shortstop do something, if I want to watch the communication between the infielders, I can see that instead of a dumbass director having a camera shoved up the nose of a pitcher. So I want to be, baseball is that type of game where it's wide open. It's a wide open field. So many things you can see going on that you miss because you got a dumbass director.
Makes sense. Any
TV directors here? Okay, good. Cause most TV directors are a dumbass. And I didn't want to include you in that.
There you go. So then cheap plug, maybe Frank and I'll see you on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'm sure we can say hello. Absolutely.
All right. We'll make that work.
Yeah.
Tony is the people's champ, and the Atlanta Braves will be the world champs.
You front running bitch. Jesus.
Tony, I'm so done with you. I'm all the way over you. I'm so excited for my team, and we have voted to evict you from Metro Atlanta. Up
good.
Next-
you know what? You know what they say?
What?
They say, go Braves and take the Falcons with you.
That's not funny. The Braves actually did leave Atlanta. They're in the suburbs.
Yes,
now,
they did.
That's the running joke in my family. Josh Fields, what's up, my friend?
Hey, Lauren. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Josh.
I'll try to keep it quick. I'm coming up on the 1 year anniversary of my father passing from COVID. But one of the things we bonded over was our love of pro wrestling, specifically 605, watching WCW. So you were an integral part of, obviously, so many people's here's childhoods, but especially mine, you know, giving me an opportunity to bond with my father and all.
Sure.
Real quick, living in the greater Cincinnati area, I was curious if you had any favorite Brian Pillman stories, and to piggyback off that, how do you feel about working with his son now?
His son's got a long way to go to be like his dad. He really, really does. He's working pretty hard. I don't think his son is athletic as his father was. Not many were as athletic as Brian was. I really don't have many Brian Pillman stories. I just knew him and we were friendly backstage and that's about all. But I don't have any stories of where I went out with him drinking or anything. I do know he was, he seemed to me to be a very happy-go-lucky guy. And when he started doing that crazy shit that he did, you know, remember when he pulled on Heenan, he dropped down, and Heenan said, "What the fuck are you doing on TBS?" Which was a great moment, a wonderful moment for me. I remember thinking, this is all a gimmick. Brian, you know, he's such really a pleasant guy to deal with that this is not really how he is. But then, of course, I think we have all seen the dark side of the ring and what became of him there with the injury and all of that, which is a sad story. But I really don't have anything to add to any of the Brian Pillman stories, with the exception of he was a great guy. And I know he'd be proud of his son. I hope Junior does quite well. But he's got a long way to go. Really got a long way to go. He's going to get a pretty good push, too, you know. Oh, sorry about your dad too, Josh.
I appreciate that. Hope to meet you at Top Guy Weekend next weekend. Looking forward to it.
Thanks,
and thanks for all you've done for wrestling, and we're so glad to have you back for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We are so glad to have you back in wrestling, and we'll be glad to have all of you at Top Guy Weekend next year, not next weekend. I'm not ready yet, but thank you for that. Mark Nelson, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Tony, how are you, buddy?
Mark Nelson?
Yes. I didn't do it, I promise.
I got a Mark Nelson story.
Okay, go
Let's
ahead.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I was backstage at Dynamite one time trying to find Mark Henry.
Oh,
I got on my phone, and I saw Mark Henry, and I thought I saw Mark Henry, and I pushed Mark Nelson's name and sent him a Mark Henry text like, "Where in the hell are you? We need you on set right now." And then I saw
him with the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell did I do in Chicago? What the hell?
And then I saw it was to Mark Nelson. I said, never mind that text. It wasn't for you.
Yeah, it's gone. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I was sitting at work in a meeting and I just glanced at my phone and went, wait, what did I do in Chicago? What the hell? Oh my God. What is Tony? Tony hates me now. Uh-oh. Yeah. I better fix this. No. Yeah. Tony, so I have an actual legitimate question for you, Tony.
Bullshit, but go ahead.
No, I actually have a really good question for you. Let's play hypothetical for a minute. Let's say that Eric Bischoff.
First of all, that's it's a bullshit question. So
it is,
go ahead.
but it's not because here's the question. Let's say Eric Bischoff ends up either A, WCW wins the war over WWE, or Eric Bischoff ends up buying WCW and competing with WWE. We know you were a miserable prick back at the end of WCW. Oh my God, she's got the wrestling buddy out that looks more like Danhausen than like Eric Bischoff. Right. God damn. So let's say all that happens. Do you stay or do you still leave? If Eric says, hey, I want to keep you with my new WCW or WCW wins, whatnot. Do you stay or do you still leave?
No, I stay.
Even though you're miserable.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the pay was too good and
there you go.
It was. That's
creative. Got it. Yeah.
So there.
Okay.
Thanks for you. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, at least it was a legitimate question. Oh, yeah, Megan Nelson's here. The party just got started.
Megan Nelson has arrived.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.
And she's drinking. All right, Mark. Thanks for that bullshit question, buddy.
See you, Mark. And since she's here, I'd like to invite Meg Nelson to the party. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
I'm not as good as you. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I just worked all day. And then I'm in Rochester.
Yay. Wow.
What you I got know. What's that?
What you got for Tony?
Got a question?
Just hugs and snuggles, right?
When does your book come out?
I think November 22nd. Isn't that what we really? Were told? Do you remember that, Megan? Megan probably knows better than I do. Do you remember what they told us in New York? Did they give us a date?
Yeah. Freaking Dirk is a liar because he's like, Tony, hot off the press, here's your book. And we're thinking it's like the only book in the world. Next thing you know, 2 days later, that guy has a stack of like 50 books he's selling with your name on it.
Exactly. That's fine. That's fine because I get most of that.
Yeah, amen to that.
But I don't know when they're coming out actually, and I'm sure many of you here have had done the Kickstarter, so your book's going to be coming in some form or the other very very soon. But
I remember hearing like any day now they can ship. I swear I remember hearing that in New York, like within 2 weeks they said it would ship. But again, guys, don't quote me on that. I'll pay more attention this weekend at
Traverse City.
Megan, by the way,
Megan, by the way, is my right hand man on these comic cons. She's spectacular.
Thank you. We have a great time, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We do. And how about Tony got to be in the same like booth as Adam Cole?
How about that?
How about that? Like we almost had to separate you guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna hit him in the mouth one day and take his girlfriend.
You're gonna do a little bit more than that to his girlfriend.
But... Yes, I am. I'll make him watch too. That's right.
But yeah, I was going to say, if there's any Michigan people that are going to be up in Traverse City, come by and say hi. And that is one of the only places you can get the exclusive Tony Schiavone bobblehead.
That's right. Exactly. We got Tony Schiavone bobbleheads that many of you low-key big hogs already have. It was part of your merchandise that you get. Look, James Alcorai's got one now. Okay. The bobblehead's much more sober than James Alcorai is right now. And but those bobbleheads are available up there in Traverse City as well.
Awesome.
And Michael Amen, is that the way your bobblehead came, Michael? Did it come that way, broken?
No, it did not. It didn't.
Okay.
He did it?
Yeah. Just give me a thumbs up, Michael. Did it come that way?
Yeah, it came that way, unfortunately.
All right, we'll get you another one.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. No.
While you're here, Michael, go ahead and ask Tony a question. By the way, those books should be dropping anytime. And if you don't have yours, you should still join us next month with Dirk Manning on Ad Free Shows Book Club. Tony, you're invited.
Yeah, I'm not going. I've had enough of Dirk Manning for a lifetime.
Wonderful. Join me and Dirk for Ad Free Shows Book Club with Tony Schiavone's comic book. It's coming to you next month on Ad Free Shows. Hey, Michael Amend.
Go, Lauren.
How are you?
Yes. Hey, Michael, what's up, buddy?
Very serious question.
God, I hate serious questions, man.
Why is Mark Nelson the biggest mock in the business?
I don't know if he's the biggest, but he's close.
I don't think he liked my question.
Okay.
serious question, though.
Okay.
Other serious question. JR did a big cover on... damn it. Now I lost my train of thought.
Damn attorneys. Yeah.
Well, now I can't remember my question. I'm an idiot.
Let me fill some time here while you're thinking about it, let you know that Michael will be one of the guys with a bonus podcast on WHW Patreon, our Patreon channel coming up. He's got one of those, and that's going to drop. It's going to drop this weekend.
Awesome. I thought of my question. So Lex Luger had obviously good battles with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
JR put it out there that he thinks maybe the reason why Lex couldn't get over in the WWF was because in JCP, Ric Flair was putting him over. Do you think that Lex got over in JCP because of Rick? Rick's good at that, or was it just bad booking in the WWF?
Boy, that's a loaded question. I think the reason Luger got over was because of his looks. And obviously, if you take a guy with those looks and you book him with someone like Flair that can work, it makes him, elevates him a lot better. I'm going to say that that JR is probably right on this. I just think that it wasn't good booking in the WWE for Lex Luger.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Tony.
No problem.
Always good talking to you.
All right, Michael.
Michael, come back anytime. It's been a little while. And Art G, you're up with Tony Schiavone.
Art.
Hey, guys. Hey, Tony.
How you doing, bud?
Good, actually. I got a bit of a, not even question, but just your opinion. I start a new job next Monday. Never actually met this new boss because it was a phone interview.
Uh-huh.
First time in 5 years.
Okay.
What's your go-to playbook for how to make a good first impression?
Wow. Well, you got to be yourself, I think. Are you, is this a job where you're going to meet him on Zoom or in face-to-face person?
Face-to-face, and actually closer to my home than ever, because it's about 5 minutes from my old apartment and she's from Tennessee.
Really? Okay. Don't say anything about the Tennessee Volunteers sucking, even though they do. I mean, that may help. Take a shower. Don't fart. Let me see. What else is good here? Did you see Megan's face when I said that? Make sure you brush your teeth. Okay. No, really, Art, just be yourself, man. Right? You got hired. Did she hire you?
Yes, she did.
There you go. So you don't have to worry about a first impression. You've already made one, right?
Yes.
Okay. You nervous?
A little bit, because I wasn't even looking for this job and it found me. And I haven't.
So some sort of bigwig headhunter found you? Is that it?
Yes.
So you got it made. Shit. Go over there and put your feet up on the desk. Say, hey, bitch, you contacted me. I didn't contact you.
You got that right, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hope I helped.
You did.
I'm pretty sure that was not helpful. But Art, I remember like 6 months ago, you were talking to Jim Ross about your career and he gave you some advice and encouragement. And now you got a new job. This is great. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. And thank you, everyone. Art, I saw the messages.
Our ad-free shows hosts are out here changing lives, helping people change their careers. This is all wonderful. And Mike Malkasian, if I said your name wrong, you're going to have to correct me and I'll get it right every time after this. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. And that was dead on with the pronunciation. So, Tony, appreciate the time. First of all, you got to tell Conrad I got my dog right here. So, you know, all the cool guys have their dog tattooed on, Tony.
Yes, sir. I got it. You know, it's, if you're on Patreon, or on ad-free shows, if the drop the day, I showed my other tattoo off today on ad-free shows. I got a second tattoo.
That's groundbreaking. I have not. No, I will definitely, now I'm intrigued. So
I would show it here, but I don't think I can get my, settle down, Lauren. I think this is the Shivani family crest right here. You see that? Then.
Wow.
Okay. And, I will also. I'll say it. Thank you. Some silly shit in it. I played that today on ad-free shows as well. That's
that's my
God. Georgia Redcoat Band. The Georgia Redcoat Band.
Fantastic. Which, by the
way, plays halftime every time they beat South Carolina. But Mike, what else you got, buddy?
Now I'm diverted. Question. So, you know, in your career, I know the fans, like, for example, they've been kind of down on Cody, right? And they've been booing Cody, and that I don't understand why. They've done it before with the CM Punk and the Roman Reigns. Has there been a time in your career when, you know, either JCP or WCW, when the fans just completely took what the plan was and flipped it on its head? And we know how Vince just completely ignores the fans, right? Like, is that something, how would they have handled that maybe at JCP and WCW, or is that something that you've seen before?
Well, I really haven't. That really didn't start happening till much later. That fans, I do know that I remember in the years of JCP when we started to move out from being just a regional promotion, and we started going on TBS. And then we started booking into Philadelphia and some of the Northeast places. The fans didn't like the Rock and Roll Express because the fans up there were considered them like, you know, favorites of the young girls, and that wasn't their style of wrestling. So I remember them getting booed, but back in the JCP days, I don't think that, I think the fans, because Dusty was booking and Dusty always knew what he wanted. I don't think that, I think the fans would have been ignored. I really do. The Cody thing is, you know, Cody's got a reality show and he gets his own special entrance, and understand he's getting booed, but he gets cheered a lot too. And I'm in the arena, so I can hear it and see it much more than you guys can. But I think he gets cheered as much as he got cheered as much as he got booed in Orlando. It's just the people who boo are just louder, more obnoxious.
Okay? Yeah.
I even saw pictures afterwards, got guys who were taking selfies with him say, "Hey, I booed him, but he's a great guy," which he is, you know. And I guess, you know, when Justin Roberts started calling him the Prince of Wrestling, you know, that kind of stuck in people's craw as well. And he started winning matches, and obviously he's an EVP, so everybody thinks that he gets preferential treatment, and that is not true. I mean, he lost the first two matches to Malachi Black, right? So he hasn't won all the match. He lost to Brody. So it's not that he wins every match he's in. And some people just don't like him. I happen to like him because I like his family. But I don't think, back to your question, I don't think that fans, I don't ever remember back in those days fans changing things around and making booking different.
I mean, and with Cody, it gave us Arn and his Glock. So no matter what happens, we
can't beat that, can you? Right. Yeah, you can't beat
that. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate your time.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Lauren?
Yes.
Your turn.
Mike had you stripping off your clothes. I had to mute myself just to make sure we didn't have any crazy things going on my end over here. Everything's good.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tony Schiavone is a national treasure, ladies and gentlemen. We just don't know how lucky we are to have him in our lives on adfreeshows.com. Amy Vaughn, we're lucky to have you as well, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Amy. Yes, sir.
What's up?
Not much. My question was taken, but I did want to say I love that purple shirt. That's my favorite color. It looks good on you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm so glad to see everybody tonight. And I'll get off so someone else can ask a question. But I was going to ask about your book, but they kind of already took that. So that was fine.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, Amy. Thank you.
All righty.
We can't wait to get our hands on the Butts in Seats comic. Plus, Lindsay, it's ladies' night here with Tony Schiavone. How are you, girlfriend?
It is ladies' night, and I'm loving it. Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
So I think we started talking about it already, but my question was about your tattoo, actually, now that you have two of them.
Right.
I, as you can tell, I love tattoos. I have them all over me. I'm a huge fan of them. My question was actually, are you going to get more? And if so, what were you going to get? So you started to, like, you kind of answered it already, but you can put the music back on.
Okay. No, I'm glad you asked me about this because the guy who did this both these tattoos, is the same guy who did Cody's neck tattoo. And he's a great artist. And he and I were talking about it. I said, you know what, because the Batcave and maybe I should start with Batman. He said, well, you know, we can start with the Superman emblem or whatever, and then we can, you know, kind of make a sleeve out of it, you know, use Batman and some other things and put it in there together. And I want to get more. However, I don't want to get them where it's going to make me cry. No, I'm kidding. I know the arm is not a bad place, right? Because yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt that. It really, tattoos really don't hurt that badly. They're just kind of annoying. You know, that's all. You stay in the chair and
I think the healing hurts a lot worse than getting the actual tattoo.
I agree. I agree. So I don't know. I know a friend of mine got one on her butt and it's nobody you know. It's nobody in wrestling. So stop it. Everybody stopped. She got one on her butt and she said, man, I'll never do that again. That hurt. And I'm sure that ones that are here on your chest had to hurt as well.
These, this one did not. This one over here did.
Yeah.
And then I have one on my arm here. This one hurt pretty badly. It's actually not finished because I can't.
That's more sensitive here than right here. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
So where do you think I should get the next one? Just maybe below here a little bit and just move on down.
I was going to say you can continue with that. I have my sleeve going here.
So yeah. Okay.
Can definitely keep going with that. I recommend them.
That's next. Look, Josh Fields showing off his what do you got there? He's got something.
Let me unmute you, Josh.
Okay.
Tell us about your tats.
Okay.
I have a Pisces tattoo here. Oh. I'm a Pisces. I let my tattoo artist a couple koi fish here.
Yeah.
Some Japanese style skulls and whatnot. But yeah. I love all the tattoo talk. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Me so too. Lindsay,
so how long, what's the longest you've been in the chair for a tattoo?
Well, this one actually is not finished yet. I have one more sitting, but I would say total, I've had four sittings so far. I would say total about 12, 13 hours so far on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This took 2 hours and this took three. So.
Gotcha. I think the longest sitting all at once was about 5 hours.
Okay. So.
Yeah. All right, not so horrible.
So we're going to go back. Going to go back here a little bit. And then eventually I'm going to go down here, you know, and then up here and then on the back of the leg, you know, back of the calf, you know, eventually. And you know what, you know why? Do you know why I get tattoos?
Because you
can. That's right.
Because they're cool.
Why? Because why the fuck not?
Right.
Exactly.
I agree.
Bug will be with
me. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah. Thanks, Lindsay. Good talking to you as always.
Yes. Thank you for the tattoo talk.
Bug is here and I love him. But he'll be with me forever right here. Okay.
Yeah. Love it.
Yep. I told Loza, I said, I'll get your name tattooed. She said, no, you don't need to. I said, okay, never mind. Had your chance. Gone.
You're not going to get Lois tattooed on your butt.
I wouldn't get anything tattooed on my butt.
Come on.
No.
You should have her put on red lipstick and kiss you on your booty and go get that tattooed on you.
Okay. Next question, Lauren.
I'm actually going to text Lois and make the suggestion. I think she'll love it. Eddie Prather, how do you feel about a Lois smooch mark tattooed on Tony's butt?
I think Tony, when he dies, is going to be trying to get away from Lois in the first place. Hey, Lauren and Tony. Lauren, congratulations on a heck of a weekend. Your Braves, maybe they'll finally win. Oh, wait, they did win one in the 90s. I think it was 96.
Don't forget that 95 World Series.
Yeah, my boy Kenny Lofton was on that team that won the World Series. So,
yeah.
Happy to be back.
Hey, Tony, I hope you realize how lucky you are to have Megan on your team. She's a great girl. She's great.
Yep. She, I had Megan help me out at the first Comic-Con that we did in Ann Arbor. And then I'm thinking, man, boy, did we make a lot of money. And we made a lot of money because of Megan. She got out there and got it done. So, yeah,
she can sell,
have her on my team.
She could sell an igloo to Eskimo.
Yes, she is. She's great. Yeah.
Hey, Tony, my question is about Buddy Landell.
Yeah.
I know that he was supposed to have a feud with Ric Flair there.
Yeah.
Until he went and Buddy Landell'd himself.
Yeah.
If Buddy Landell had not completely screwed up, do you think there would have been a horseman at that time period? Or do you, because JJ was with Buddy, and if Buddy was still there, JJ would have still been there, and I think Ric Flair would have still, he was still a baby face at that time.
Right.
Do you think the horseman would have still been a thing, maybe at a later time, but not during that time period?
No, I don't think JJ was a catalyst for the horseman. I think Arn was a catalyst for the horseman. I think there still would have been a horseman. And if I recall, Flair was also kind of a heel, and Buddy was a heel as well. I'm not so sure how big a run Ric Flair and Buddy Landell would have had. So I don't think that had any impact on the horseman at all.
Yeah, I think it would have been a good feud just because Buddy Landell had the ring skills. He just,
yes,
what he just couldn't stay out of his own way.
That's right. Self-destructed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tony, it was great meeting you at Top Guy Weekend.
And thanks, Eddie.
Hey, thanks for answering my question. You have a good evening.
Buddy.
Bye,
right.
Bye, Bug.
Bug. Ugh. Like, what the fuck? Hey, buddy. Okay.
Bug is the cutest thing ever. I love him.
He wouldn't look at me unless he wanted to go outside. You want to go outside, don't you? Okay. All right.
He's
so anyway.
Cute. John Hewling, are you as cute as Bug?
No.
You never know. Go ahead, John. Talk to me.
My question is, with the new reality show with the Roads to the Top and all of the other AEW Dark Elevation, Rampage, Dynamite, do you foresee AEW having a streaming service like the WWE Network?
Yes, I do.
And if so, how long do you think it would be until that's available?
I think we're going to see a streaming service. This is my thought. I don't know anything for sure, just by talking to people. I think there's going to be a streaming service before the end of 2022. So I think it's going to come up very, very soon. I do know that there were people in Warner Media that I knew, I still know, that work in Warner Media that have nothing to do with AEW. And told me that they said, you know, that AEW is going to be part of HBO Max. Because, yeah, HBO Max has all these different, they have DC, and if you go down at the end of HBO Max, they have and I remember asking somebody in the front office, not Tony, I said, are we going to be on HBO Max? Are we going to have a streaming service HBO Max? They said, doubt it, until they want to come up with a lot more money. So so I think we're going to end up getting our own streaming service. I'm just trying to, you know, fill in all the blanks here from what I've heard. And it's not really on Tony's radar right now, but I'm sure there are people in the office that are working that out for him. So yeah, I think we are.
Yeah. My wife is asking me what kind of dog is.
Oh, Bug is Bug is a combination Chihuahua, Tibetan Spaniel.
Tibetan Spaniel.
Tibetan Spaniel was his mom. Chihuahua. His dad was a Chihuahua.
Is it hypoallergenic?
Is it hypoallergenic? I'm actually allergic to dogs and cats, and she's
no. He sheds everywhere.
Oh yeah, that's why you have the vacuum.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Good to see you, man. Thank you, John. Is Tony whispering sweet nothings to the dog? We're not done here yet, Tony.
I said thank you. That's what I said.
Don't get snippy with me. I'm done with you. AJ Espinosa, how are you?
Well, hello, everyone. It's great to always spend some time with Tony Schiavone and Bug and you too, Lauren.
Thanks.
I had to like rework my question like multiple times throughout the evening. Everyone was going through them, but I just want to kind of bring up a picture that was posted on Twitter a while back. Mm-hmm. Little Lady and the Tramp revisiting right there between mm-hmm. you and Rebel.
Yeah, was Tony. That put on Twitter?
Yeah, you know, a little picture out there.
Who put that on Twitter?
Rebel did.
Rebel. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that may not have been me.
Oh, so there's a doppelganger out there that's living his best life, Tony?
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Any backstory behind that?
No, we went to this Italian restaurant. It was me and Rebel and Serena Deeb. And Rebel had spaghetti. She said, you know what we ought to do? I said, no, what? Because she has such great energy. She's such a good person. If you guys have been with her on here on ad-free shows, you know what type of energy she has. She said, we should do the Lady and the Tramp thing. I said, are you serious? She said, yeah, let's do it. We'll take pictures. Here, Serena, take my camera. Take these pictures. So Serena was taking the pictures. And of course, I'm thinking, and then she sent them to me and I immediately erased them from my phone. So I'm thinking they're not going to see the light of day. And then ding, Rebel, just as innocent as ever. Just, oh, these would be nice to put. Yeah. So that's the story. We were going to eat sushi that night because we always try to eat sushi on a Tuesday. We ended up, the sushi place was closed. So we were, where were we anyway? Oh, we were in, this was right before the Queen show, I guess. We were somewhere in New York, somewhere in the tri-state area.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you telling the backstory of it, Tony, and shouldn't be bashful about that. It's great this for everyone out there to see that. In fact, most of us, you know, I want to be Tony Schiavone, you know, yeah. Living that best life out there, you know. I don't got no tattoos yet, but Tony Schiavone got a tattoo. I might have to get one too now.
There you go. Well, you can get your Bug temporary tattoos at Box of Gimmicks and LoisRules.com.
That's the way to show it right there. That's an ad man right there.
That's right.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, AJ.
This is off the rails, honestly, Tony. But listen, hey, we're coming up on time to wrap this up, and you have a handful more. So
Okay. Let's
rapid fire and try to get to everybody. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be fun.
Kevin Beard, good to see you tonight, Kevin.
How are you guys?
Hey, Kevin.
So, Tony, I take pride knowing that I might be the only one in here that can shampoo more water buffaloes than you. I have 6 children.
Wow. Congratulations. Is your wife out of her freaking mind like mine is?
No comment. So,
okay.
All right. My question for you is there anybody, whether it be Crockett or WCW in the 90s, that should have had the title but never had the chance? And I asked JR this, and we both agree Scott Hall was our guy, mm-hmm. but demons aside, he would have been a great champion. But who do you think?
Yeah. Scott Hall's a great choice to have been a champion. I still think Scott has probably the best working punch I've ever seen of anybody. Just
couldn't agree more.
Just tremendous. I think that's a good choice. I guess the Macho Man had it, didn't he? Was he the world champion?
He did. He won it at World War III. Of course, wow. Hogan was in the ring. Right.
Good memory.
He won it again in 99, I think, from Sting after Kevin Nash powerbombed him.
Right.
I don't remember which other time, but I think those are two.
Yeah, I always thought Kurt Hennig would have made a good world champion because he could work so well and would have been a good guy to put in that situation. But I agree. I think Scott Hall's the man on that.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you so much for that, Kevin. I love Scott Hall, too. I think he's very handsome. Ryan. Okay,
you're taking up time here for the questions. Go ahead.
I'm done with you, Tony. I'm done. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Got my buddy Norm here with me.
Hey, Norm. What's up?
Hey, Norm. Say hi.
Norm. Is Norm a terrier? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little terrier mix.
Yeah, boy. There's something else.
Well, Tony, hey, I just wanted to, my first time on here, just got to meet you at Top Guy Weekend. It was an absolute pleasure. I know your favorite band is Kiss.
Well, I've got many favorite bands, but Kiss was the one I grew up with. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got turned on to a band called Rush.
Oh, really?
As a youngster. Right. They toured with Kiss back in the mid-70s.
Right.
So I was just curious if you were a fan of Rush or know any wrestlers who might be a fan of Rush.
I'm not, and I don't know of any wrestlers who are. My favorite bands are Kiss, Chicago, Collective Soul is one of my favorite bands because they're an Atlanta band, and I have a lot of time for them. But I saw Kiss like back in the 70s, like 4 or 5 times. And I'm also sure that Rush could have been with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I was underage drinking at that time. So.
Yeah, it was like mid-70s, like 75. So
yeah, right.
Before Rush got big.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the early days of Kiss.
Yeah.
Would Kiss headline or would Rush headline those?
Yeah, Kiss headline.
Okay.
And from what I read and what I've seen, you know, Gene Simmons was a fan and kept, you know, wanted them to continue to tour them.
Right.
So
right.
He kept them out there. So, but right. Yeah, it was nice. Nice chatting with you. Thanks for the question.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Ryan.
Take care, man.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right, Tony, I was wondering why I heard a Collective Soul song last week and I thought about you, and now I know.
Yeah.
It's because we're akin in that way. We love Collective Soul. John Hickson, how about you?
Oh, I like Collective Soul too. They're a very underrated band. I think I saw them with the Goo Goo Dolls, and I just forgot how many great songs that Collective Soul produced. And so I'm a big 90s guy, and you know, they were out there playing their music and still producing these to this day.
Yeah, they're tremendous.
I will keep it as brief as I can. I know I talk long-winded. I would like to ask you, Tony, with all the success AEW is having and all the new wrestlers and all of the wonderful talent, and in your opinion, what is the current superstar of AEW? Who is the up-and-coming wrestler that you see in AEW? And who is the future of AEW?
Well, I don't think you can find a better heel than MJF. He continues to amaze me each and every week, the things he comes up with. I mean, he even came out and he even threw out Luger's name. I mean, Jesus. I mean, that's just, and obviously it's easy to say Jungle Boy because of how great he is, how young he is. But to me, the guys who are our next big stars are Darby Allin, if he's not a star already, Darby Allin and Adam Cole. You know, I just, I didn't get to see that much of Adam Cole. I saw some of his stuff, but man, he's got that it factor, buddy. He controls the crowd. He looks good. And even Lois says, oh, he's cute. I said, yeah, he is. And so is his girlfriend. I think Darby Allin and Adam Cole are going to be the face of AEW for a long time.
Really? Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And MJF says things that, you know, make you just go, oh man, is he about to get canceled? But I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a shot of fresh air, and I really am enjoying what he's doing. RJ Krasinski couldn't be on the call today because he gets up at 4 a.m. Every morning, and so he wanted me to ask, who is your favorite NFL quarterback, and why is it his Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen?
My favorite NFL quarterback is Trevor Lawrence.
Good. That's an excellent answer.
Isn't that a great answer? There you go.
That was an excellent answer. Thank you again for your time. I see that you guys are coming back into Dallas December 15th. I will be trying to get tickets as close to the announcing table like I did last time and bug you as you keep going to and from the ring like the mark that I am. And congratulations on the Braves and the Georgia Bulldogs being highly successful. Right. Shout out to you, Bama, for being true fans. And I am in Dallas, Texas, but I will be rooting for the Atlanta Braves to beat the Houston Astros.
Yay! Very good.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you, buddy.
We love to hear it. James Elkari, I know you're cheering for the Braves as well. Also in Texas. No, you're not in Texas. You're just a Cowboys fan. What's up, James?
I am from Texas, but hey, Lauren, very good to see you. Always great to chat with you. Not going to do some shit to get myself muted this time, although Tony happens to have been a person that told me to shut up before. Tony, always good to see you, brother. You're a famous motherfucker, so yes, I get nervous talking to you. But hey, great to catch up with you, man. It's very good to see you. You all been doing some great things lately.
Thanks, James. It's always good being on here. Always good listening to you hit on Lauren. I think
Tony, that's tremendous. Will you please say it's good to be a famous motherfucker?
Hey, say it. Please. You are a famous motherfucker, bro. Stop. Come on.
You got to question all this bullshit,
yes,
James.
Yes, I do, okay. Tony. My goodness. Yes, I do, man. Come on. I respect you, bro. But anyway, the thing is, with the deep dive into 86, obviously the week by week thing is very, it's great and all that stuff. Number one, I guess a quick question is, do you wish that you could do like a random pay-per-view, like for old time's sake? Like, I mean, because it's been like a year since you've done like some OECW, whatever the fuck, or anything like that. And number two, would there be something towards the end of the year following with this 86 thing? Like, hey, there should be like a bonus episode. Like, we should watch that, like whether it's a house show or something that may be on YouTube. That is part of this 86, end of the year part.
I don't know if there's going to be another bonus show that has to do with 86. We kind of do the bonus shows. I like to do the bonus shows based on what you out there want to see, not what necessarily I want to see. I know we're getting ready to do Starrcade 86. We're going to do that, the whole thing, pretty soon, which is kind of crazy. But you're talking about other pay-per-views to do? I don't know. I don't know if we'll... Who knows? Who freaking knows? I mean, we're getting ready to do 87 next, right? Which I'm not too thrilled about. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're in January, we're going to start doing 1987, JCP. And that's when a lot of things happen. That's when, JR, Universal Wrestling, combined with Jim Crockett Promotions, JCP started to go downhill, and it was still good times, though.
You are such a glutton, man. You are such a glutton. So, we're going to do the best of times and the worst of times, like in a year and a half?
Yeah, right, yeah. Why not?
Man, Tony, hey. Well, I'm glad you keep it positive,
Yeah, I can. I can many years later, James.
But hey, anyway, I love you, buddy. It's very good to talk to you again. It's an absolute honor. You're the best, obviously you're not JR, but you're Tony. And hey, what's better than 1A, 1B, what I'm saying?
I'm with you, baby.
I really appreciate talking to you, man. And sorry for taking up a lot of time.
That's all right. You're my favorite drunk fan of all of them, okay?
Wait a minute. So what about me?
Hey, well, speaking of 1A and 1B, I guess there you go. But hey, Tony, love you, buddy. Lauren, thank you for getting me out here. It's been an absolute blast. And shout out to my Afri homies. You know what I'm saying?
I love this guy. He's the life of every party.
Lauren, is there anybody on here who I've never had a chance to talk to yet? I know a lot of people that I've talked to before. I know I've seen Mark Nelson. I've seen Frank.
Listen, Frank. If you would let me run this show, you would be fine. I have two more for you real quick, and then I have something a little special, and then we're going to get you out of here. How's that sound? Okay, great. Dave,
you're running the show. Okay.
No, it's your show. Okay. It's Bug's show. We're all just here. Okay. Dave McClay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Tony.
Dave. Hey, buddy.
I'm really excited. Dynamite's going to be in Boston. I'll be there on Wednesday. It's going to be really awesome. Yeah, and I bought tickets in 2020. Can you believe that? March of 2020. And I had no idea CM Punk would be there when I bought the tickets. How about that?
Very cool.
So my question, Tony, is you knew him your time in WWF. So what was your reaction when you heard that Warrior was coming into WCW?
Well, I thought that why not give it a shot? Why not try to go back and take everything that we can from the WWF and try to make it work? I didn't think the match would, I didn't think he would last long, nor did I think his matches would be good. And I was right on both accounts. I didn't realize that how bad his match with Hulk Hogan would be. It's probably one of the worst matches ever. I was, you know, I was in favor of it. Why not give it a shot? Right. He had a lot of name value. I know he was an,
he was one of my favorites. Yeah.
He was an asshole in real life. You know, that's well documented. And, so I had no problem with it at all.
Well, he was one of my favorites growing up. I was actually excited about it. Yeah, I was disappointed when it didn't really work out because he definitely was one of mine. Anyway, Tony, it's great to talk to you again.
Thanks, and, Dave.
Hey, Dynamite, I'll be holding up an ad-free show sign if you can see me. All right? I hope the camera catches it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Enjoy Dynamite. Live events are back, Tony. It's so much fun. Frank Bruno, how are you? What you got going on? Anything good for Tony?
Yeah, so real quick, Tony, earlier you said everything sucks in Tennessee, but you're clearly not a Titans fan like I am because they don't suck. Love you as always. But I do have a question concerning Batman.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was over this weekend, and he was talking to me about something called the multiverse and that there's something out there called the Laughing Batman. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, yes.
And he explained the story to me where he killed Joker but got Joker toxins in him and blah blah. So I was curious, are you into like the multiverse stuff like that? Are you more...
No, not really. I don't think so.
Yeah, it honestly sounded like absolute garbage, quite frankly.
Well, but... it's what it is. It's just writers getting together and they're are forced to try to think of something beyond, you know, outside the box, as the old cliche goes, and they have a lot of edibles, smoke a lot of dope, and come up with shit. I mean, that's what they
and,
do.
And I'll be in Boston too, of course. Just like Dave, I've had my ticket since 2020, so I'll be ringside looking to I don't know, just have a good time. And I just wanted to say hey. And
okay, good talking to you, Frank. Thank you, man. Of course. Appreciate you as always. I don't think have we ever talked. I'm looking around here to the people that I may not have seen before. Denovius Mac, have you ever been here with us before?
Denovius.
You not? Well, what's hey, buddy. Friend? How you doing, man?
Hey, Tony, how you doing? Good, I really didn't want to get on here, man, because John was going to ask the question for RJ. So okay. I was going to get in there and do it as well, because I when I met you, man, I was like, James, I'm starstruck. Like, even being in here, I'm kind of like choked.
Okay, well, you don't have to ask. I just wanted to welcome you here. You don't have to ask a question, buddy. I'm glad
you're
here.
Well, I was just going to tell you, you were really... to me, the unsung hero at Top of That Weekend. The way you just kept going around, like just being you, like jumping to people's pictures and just going around. Right. It was like, you kind of made it like very, very personable for all of us.
Well, thanks. Thanks for saying that. Yeah. I like to reach out to people. I do. I like to talk to people. I like to be friendly to people. And, you know, sincerely, the things you guys have done for us on the ad-free shows, and on our Patreon channel, WHW has, you know, helped turn my life around.
Oh, yeah. And to me, I'm sorry, but no disrespect to JR, but you will always be 1A to me. I was a WCW guy at Mark. So, like you, Tanay, Zabisco, you know, Heenan, all of them were just there for me. So, but I appreciate
it. Tony. All right, buddy. Thank you, Denovius. Okay, we have time for one more. Is anybody else?
Yes, look, I got one more for you. Chill out. Just chill, okay? First of all, I want to say hello to Eric Lewis. He's listening in his car. He also has 6 kids, so he's crazy as hell like you. And I would like to say a very special hello to your friend and mine, Antonio Santos, who, Tony, you need to know that he is approaching 1 year sober.
Let's hear it for Antonio Santos, huh?
Hi, Antonio.
Good job, Antonio.
Hey, Tony. Long time no see.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump on and say hi to you. I got to go back to work right now, but I just want to say hi and keep doing what you're doing.
I will, buddy. Thank you. You too. keep doing what you're doing.
Outstanding. Antonio, we are so proud of you. We've been cheering for you and, you know, keep it up. 1 year is not the end. Great work. Tony Schiavone, thank you for joining us tonight. Although we all know Bug Schiavone has been the star of this show. Good night to all of you, Ad Free Shows family. Thank you for hanging out with us again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
And don't forget to join us for the book club. Also catch Tony on AEW, Comic-Con, a bookstore near you, adfreeshows.com, WHW Monday, and get your famous motherfucker t-shirt on boxofgimmicks.com. That's going to be up there by tomorrow.
See ya.
Good night.
Good night.